Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you were able to join me as I share some thoughts that the Lord has been giving on what the Spirit is saying to the church today. But before I do that, I'd like to take a moment to ask the Lord to just minister to our needs, unite our hearts in unity, and give us that vision, that understanding, to be able to reach out and apprehend and comprehend and lay hold of what God has for us in this hour. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you have so much to give us. Lord, you said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard the things that God has prepared for those who love him. And when we hear that scripture, Lord, we often think of the glories of heaven and the joys that will be in eternity with you, with our loved ones. But I believe, Lord, that even in our present day experience, Father, we are living in this world. And Lord, tribulation and sorrow and affliction and partaking of the sufferings of Christ, Lord, all of these are a very present reminder of this time of grace in which we are living. Lord, there's evil is abounding on every hand, but God, you have given the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ to us individually, to your church. And Father, we are gratified, we are encouraged, we are stirred with the very words of Jesus when he said the gates of hell would not prevail against his church. And Father, every born-again believer, everyone who has confessed Jesus as their Savior and willing to make him Lord of their lives. Father, we walk in the Spirit. We are convinced, we are committed to the truth of your word. And so, Father, we're asking right now that you would cause us to be those evangelists, those ministers, the able ministers of this new covenant to whomever you would put in our path. And Father, that we would be furthermore partakers of the blessing for this life. Lord, that we shall in our own experience overcome, that we will be more than a conqueror. As Paul said, more than a conqueror, the language that he used, the syntax, all the things of that Greek language to portray as powerfully as he could the ability that we have to overcome through the Lord Jesus Christ. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in our mortal body. And so, Father, I thank you right now for the anointing of God reaching out and touching every listener, Father, who's reaching out to you in faith, laying hold of your promises. I pray for that anointing which destroys every yoke of bondage, of hindrance, of unbelief, every shackle, every fetter the enemy would place upon them. Let it be broken now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for it. Thank you for the word of God. Lord, give us ears to hear. So often as we hear that phrase repeated, as we read the book of Revelation, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. And so, Father, let us hear, not only corporately as the body of Christ, but Lord, in our own lives. What is it, Lord, that you would have us hear? What is it that you would have us change? What are you trying to make us aware of? Give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to understand. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you honor and praise for it. Lord, you alone are worthy of praise. There is none beside you. You are the only blessed potentate. Lord, you are the only wise and true God. And we worship you and we bless you and we honor you. And we thank you for Jesus and the Holy Spirit Amen and amen. Praise God. Beloved, it's always a joy to come before this microphone to share the ministry of the Holy Spirit with you and the beautiful Word of God. That Word of God, He's given it to us truly as a gift, has He not? So we can understand His character, His ways, and all the times. And I know some of you that are listening to me right now, your hearts are heavy. You've been going through such difficult times, and that's why I'm sharing this message. I want to share with you that what God is saying to the church today, and what He is saying, what He is pronouncing, that a revival is coming, not only to the nations, the people of this world, but in our own individual lives. The call for revival is ever growing in our present day. Search our reaching out to God for His purposes in our lives and in the church corporately. And so, beloved, I want you to know that is the reason some of you are under such attack. As I've read the letters that have come in, some of the tremendous needs that are in the lives of God's people, and I'm talking about those that have walked with God, served God, who are wholehearted in their love of the Lord. They're not compromising. They don't have one foot in the world and one foot, you know, in the church. They are wholeheartedly serving God. But beloved, why? Because we are in a warfare. You, if you have sought the Lord, if you've been seeking His face, if you have desired a new walk in Him with new consecration and dedication, be assured, as you have prayed those prayers, the attacks you're going through right now are a natural consequence of the enemy wants to get you discouraged. He wants you to relent, to repent of that, the fervor of your commitment. If he can get us so preoccupied and so torn down with circumstances, with the issues in the lives of loved ones, he has achieved his end and his aim. But you know what? The devil, you're a liar. And Jesus in us will triumph and overcome. So I just want to encourage you, beloved, that we have the best days of the church are ahead. Jesus said in that very first of all miracles, when he turned the water into wine, and the remark was, "You've saved the best for last." That's what the governor said. And indeed, that is the way of the Lord. We've had glorious periods in the history of the church, and we've had not so glorious periods, but the Lord is dealing with flesh and blood. He knows our spirit is willing. He knows the flesh is weak. But as the people of God, we are rising up, and He is going to have a glorious bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle. Sometimes, you know, we might look at our own lives and say, "Oh Lord, you've got such a work to do. I've got such a far way to come to be that person you've called me to be without spot, stain, or wrinkle." But we can thank God the Holy Spirit is with us, and it is His job to start that work and to complete it, and we can trust Him for it. We may fail, but you know what? He won't. Praise God. And it's my firm conviction, my belief, my feeling that the people of God can and will pull together, and God is bringing us to a place in the Spirit, not only of unity in the Spirit, of desire in the Spirit, but praying together in the unity of the Spirit more than we have ever known before. I think we have not fully understood or appreciated the dynamic that occurs when there is unity. And all I have to do, I won't take the time to read it, but you know what happened at the Tower of Babel? They were in such unity that the Lord God said, "Let's go down and see what's going on." When he saw it, he said, nothing would be impossible to them. And so he had to confuse their languages. And that is, of course, with the Tower of Babel, because no one could understand one another. But beloved, that's why the enemy has fought so hard over the centuries, through the decades, to keep us divided doctrinally, in every way possible, in the most ridiculous ways. He's caused church divisions and schisms, and we have done everything but come together in the simplicity and unity of the faith, loving the Lord Jesus above all and loving one another. Jesus put it simply with the two great commandments: love God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. He even enhanced that when he spoke to his disciples, and he said, love one another as I have loved you. If we could only do those two commandments, beloved, how much further along would we be? How many more would have been brought into the ark of safety and salvation? As God's people receive the vision that God is giving in this hour, as we travail in prayer, the spark that has been kindled in hundreds of churches and thousands of lives will burst forth into a worldwide conflagration of Pentecostal power in the Church of Jesus Christ. In the local church that we're attending, myself and my associates, it's a small church, but the pastor has been moved on for months. There's regular meetings for prayer, for revival. And not only that, most encouragingly, the ministers and pastors of this area are coming together to pray. Beloved, I don't know what it's like in the area that you are living, but we can thank God that this is happening. Maybe just it's small now, but I mean, I have a friend who lives in North Carolina, and I've heard for years they have a thriving prayer group of a spirit-filled of people from different denominations that are praying for international and national concerns and believing for unity and revival throughout the nations and unity in the body of Christ. Beloved, it's not impossible. It's happening now. It might be small. Maybe it's not happening in your area. Beloved, I challenge you that you can pray whatever area you're living in. This particular broadcast covers the San Francisco Bay Area, goes past the Canadian border. You may be in a small town in Oregon or in Washington. I don't know what your these churches are in your area, but you can begin to pray. If it's you and the Lord and the Holy Spirit, pray, beloved, that you can see this revival come to the people of God, that the harvest can come in these end times in which we are living. Pray. Praise God. Well, my time is gone and I've barely gotten into the message. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. We're heard on this station Monday through Friday. Or if you choose, you may listen anytime at our website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast and they are archived there to listen anytime at your convenience. I love you, radio family. I pray for you every day. UCM Partners, I'm so grateful for you. And I pray for you every day and the specific needs you share as you write in. If you don't have a partner in prayer, I invite you to write. You may have never written to a media ministry before, but this is a personal ministry raised up by God and since 1965 to pray for the needs of God's people. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.